Richard Nixon was elected on a ticket that promised to address the Vietnam War and the ensuing campus protests. Nixon's Commissioner of Education, Sidney Marlin Jr., believed that campuses were in turmoil because schools had failed to sort students for the labor market. Marlin also supported the elimination of anything in the curriculum that didn't support the goals of higher education and employment opportunities. Further, he opposed the general curriculum of the high school for more specialized job-related courses. Career education and development was proposed to be the solution to the many societal ills related to social and economic issues, for example, drug use by youth and the high unemployment rates. The focus of career education should be a complete alignment between the public school and job market, and that all educational experiences, including curriculum, counseling, and instruction, etc., should be geared towards individuals reaching economic independence, attaining personal fulfillment, and developing an appreciation for the nobility of work. Go to school to get a job would become the mantra of this era.